And that's what I want hairdressers to know, that everyone will die if you don't do this. If you don't put the client third and yourself first, everyone's going to die.
People are dying. Like, they are literally running themselves into the ground till being sick because they are putting the clients first.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently. By now, our listeners know that we recommend that salons go cashless. And with Aura Salonware, you can now accept only the payments you want. Aura Salonware is an integrated point of sale that accepts both card present and card not present payments. That means cards can be kept on file and clients can use ExpressPay to get through checkout in seconds.
We also coach salons to go gratuity free, and Aura allows you to hide the gratuity line for those using this method of business. With Aura Salonware, you can future-proof your salon with technology. If you are interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Color inventory doesn't have to be so painful. There's finally a solution, and that solution is SalonScale. We have partnered with SalonScale to make this process more streamlined and simple. The SalonScale app will keep track of all of your color used down to the last drop, and it'll give you a suggested color order list whenever you need it. No more underordering and no more overordering. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off.
So when you introduced this topic to me, I was just like, yeah, David, like, this isn't groundbreaking. Like, this isn't.
It's actually extremely groundbreaking.
No way. And I was like, everyone's going to understand that. And this is actually really supportive. And, like, you know, just to reiterate this point. So I made you make me a video that I could post on TikTok talking about this point. And it got the most negativity. And I was shocked because I was like, why don't people agree with this?
I just want everyone to know that if you want to annoy me and you leave a message on a comment on TikTok, I will never see it.
Oh, I run the socials.
But if you want to annoy me, you just got to send me a direct message.
Yeah.
And I turn those off, so you can't do that. But it's just funny. TikTok is the Wild West.
I know.
Of commenting. And it's people that aren't even.
I did a trend video and someone was like, those are all fucking dumb. And I was like, you just didn't have to comment. God damn.
And their name is like Purple Smurf.
Yeah, and there's no picture and it's a private account. Yeah. So the concept is called, David, take it away while I sip my coffee.
The idea is called The Client Comes Third. And I gotta be honest, I hate that it's called that, even though I called it that.
I'm like, you made it
up. Because shortly after I started talking about this, I saw Fox News do a whole interview with a man that said, safety comes third. And I don't want to be anywhere near Fox News, but the guy was talking about how, like, a lot of innovative thinking is stifled through red tape, which I agree with. But I also believe in safety. But The Client Comes Third is the idea that it's kind of reversing the way that we've always been taught to think, which is The client comes first.
And which were created by retail companies.
Your hair attacked the microphone.
I know, there. I saw that.
So Client Comes First is, it was created by retail companies and then sold and packaged to hairdressers, because if we could get hairdressers to believe that too, then they would sell products, which is, you know, great for the product companies. What is so funny to me is that Client Comes Third is terrifying to people, because, like, no, the client, without the client, we don't make any money.
That was all the comments. It was, I think David's forgetting that without the clients, we wouldn't have a job. And it's like, if we weren't hairdressers.
If the client comes first and the pilot passes out, should I be taken care of?
Yeah.
Are my needs met? Or do I need the pilot to be taken care of? Does the pilot actually come first, right? So the same applies to business. If the business owner does not, which, by the way, if the client comes third, well, the order this goes is the business owner comes first, the team and staff come second, then the client comes third. Mm-hmm. Yes, without clients, you don't make a profit. But when people
without hairdressers, you don't make a profit. Without a business, you don't make a profit.
And if the business owner isn't making money,
they're going to close.
It's eventually going to close. So, but what's funny to me is that when people hear, I didn't say clients should be completely ignored, abused, and treated
like
shit.
Like, We're not saying
so there's this
be an asshole.
There's this ideology that if the client doesn't come first, then I guess we have to just stab them in the back. And we should probably just tell them they're garbage.
It's so insane. Oh, if we're saying the client doesn't come first, that like we're assuming that we treat them like shit. Like, yeah. No, that's not.
I just pictured like, oh, client doesn't come first, you dumb bitch. Like, that's what I think.
You know those restaurants where
yes, Ed DeBevick's.
Where they treat you like shit on purpose. Like, I think people assume
what?
That we're going to do that.
They're profitable. They've been around for a very long time. So this client comes third doesn't equate to be mean to your client.
It's just like they're not the first in the equation.
Exactly. Just like I don't think that I should be first in the equation when the pilot's flying the plane. I don't think I should be first in the equation when someone owns a restaurant. I think the restaurant owner should probably come first, right? If the person in charge and the person who is leading the whole situation is not taken care of, that's going to cause a problem with the team. Mm-hmm. Then that's going to cause that behavior that you don't want for your client. So client comes first is a horrible idea because if
look where it's led us.
Yeah, that's
why we have a podcast. Stylists are getting abused because the salon owner is believing the client because the client comes first. So therefore, they're being forced to have to take clients that it's not a good situation. People's hair is getting ruined or, you know, people are getting
underpaid.
Money
through adjustments.
Yes, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, the cycle of client comes first is a fucking nightmare, mm-hmm. right? That's like, just anywhere you go, like, client comes third doesn't mean that there isn't customer service. Mm-hmm. It's just a change in how
priority.
We look at, yeah, and prioritize all of these things. But yeah, client...
Like, salon owners should be making a living wage. They are taking on the most risk. They have invested their life into creating a business, especially just, like, and I'm talking, you know... I can only talk about Destroy the Hairdresser salons because we are trying to make a less toxic industry. But if they're not making a living wage, then what's the point of having the salon? Then they're going to become reactive. That reactivity is going to trickle into how they lead, if they're leading at all. So if the salon owner is having some sort of salary, as it grows with the wealth of the business is doing great, the doors are going to stay open. There's going to be more opportunities, which then trickles into the staff. Do you want to talk about the staff a little bit?
I want to just have a side note with you.
Oh.
Why are our concepts so scary to people when they're the most obvious things, I think, ever?
I don't know. It really blows my mind. I said this in another episode.
I'm like, fucking exhausted.
I'm like, I'm telling you that you need to make more money and spitting in my face.
And they don't want
to
hear it.
Like, you're literally telling me to fuck off and die. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm not even joking when I say that. I have gotten DMs that told me to fuck off and I should just die because I'm ruining the industry.
Oh,
and it was over a post that says you need to raise your prices. I'm not making that shit up. That person is absolutely blocked and reported.
But don't they come first?
Fuck no. Absolutely not.
And now a word from our sponsors.
We are proud to introduce you to Hair Story. Hair Story is known for their clean and safe ingredients, but did you know that they have one of the best affiliate programs on the market? You can earn 25% on all sales when your clients use your custom Hair Story link, plus receive money on your purchases made by hairdressers you refer. For clients, they will receive 15% off their first purchase using your link. Need back bar? No problem. As a Hair Story pro, you will unlock generous back bar pricing. Ready to try new wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
So I have told that, like, I think we should wear bulletproof vests when we go to events because people are real mad at us for just saying.
I wonder if our name, our business name was like Elevate the Hairdresser, like Grow the Hairdresser. And we talked about these things, if we would still get so much hatred. I wonder if it's in the name because we're destroying what no longer works and rebuilding what can make profitable.
Yeah, like if we were called industries. Rebuild the Hairdresser. No, because the people were just like, we're not broken. You know, we could be called Boopity Boop and people would be like, nope, we're Boopity Bop. Like that's...
You're Boopity Stupid is what you are. It's okay.
No, but like I think about these concepts and I get... So when I think of like client comes third, like...
That's why I'm like, I was like groundbreaking, David. Like,
right.
You know, because
but in my head, I'm like,
head,
what a cool way to like present this consciousness and this idea. And then it's usually met with like, well, without clients, this is my YouTube voice. What are we going to do? And it's just like.
With the big headphones.
Yeah. But it just like, it's just,
But that's the thing,
amazes me that people don't use their brains.
Clients also don't want to come into a salon space that isn't taken care of. Clients don't want to come into a salon space where they know the business is failing. Like, salons are influential. Clients want to brag about their salons.
Can you imagine going to a restaurant that was 5-star? You know when you go to a 5-star Michelin restaurant, they are making bank.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking glad you got a fucking reservation.
I know.
And you're like, whatever you want. I don't care what. Serve me. And those restaurants don't ask you what they want. You're getting what the chef is making. And no one has a problem with that. And guess what? The client didn't come third. The client comes literally last. Mm-hmm. And those people do really well. Why is it that hairdressers have to be treated like shit?
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, you know, you're lucky to have my business. No, that's not kind of salon that we're running.
Again, that goes back to the cycle of, if the salon owner is happy, the business is thriving, the doors are staying open, there's more opportunities. Now the hairdresser is having a good working environment.
Yeah.
They're being supported. If the client tries to pull some shady shit, the salon owner is going to support them because the client doesn't come first. And then it is about collectively taking care of the client, which does come third. It's brilliant.
And it's simple and it makes sense.
And it makes people so mad. I'm like, I'm telling you to put yourself first. I'm telling you to take care of yourself. And you're mad at me.
I just love the airplane analogy because even when
it's true.
But even like the oxygen mask thing is like, you have to put yourself first.
You cannot take care of your kid. You have to take care of yourself first.
Or everyone will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will die because of your stupid actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want hairdressers to know, that everyone will die if you don't do this. If you don't put the client third and yourself first, everyone's going to die.
People are dying. Like, they are literally running themselves into the ground till being sick because they are putting the clients first. They are taking clients in the middle of the night. They are taking clients on their days off. They are communicating with clients all day long. They are allowing clients to bully them into lowering their prices. They are getting belittled on social media. Then the salon owner is not doing well, and the salon owner is basically wanting to close the shop.
I think I've said this before. I am so embarrassed as a human. Like, I'm really confident in my work and what I know and what I talk about. But, like, if I go to, like, a restaurant or... I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be shocking for people to see me, like, in those moments because I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever,
I care so much about my
like
stuff.
Me, yeah. Okay? I don't want you to spit my food and I want you to, like, not yell at me. Like, I'm not... When it comes to being a client, I already know I come third. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're all good? Because
okay. Now I can have a great
relax.
Experience.
Yeah. But there's this level of like...
And they're not treating you like shit. You're getting what you're paying for, which is with a client, like they should be getting what they're investing. If they're spending $200, $300, $400 on their hair, they should be getting such an incredible experience.
But them coming third doesn't mean that they don't get treated well. That's the part I'm like not...
Yeah.
If you're a lousy person and you have no talent, you should put the client first because it's the only trick you have up your sleeve. But if you are good at what you do, you can.
Which I believe a majority of our industry is because we pay a lot more than most craft people that are doing craft to get where we are.
I just think the talent out there outweighs those who are not talented.
I agree.
And the only people that disagree with me are like 90 and mad. And the reality is there's great hairdressers out there, whether you went to school or that you didn't go to school or you had traditional education or you had a different education.
Incredible.
And you can rely on your talent and you can put the client last because of that.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
You're never going to grow unless you invest in yourself. And for me, that's what coaching was.